Hey, we are back with you at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Super Bowl 51. Hey, it is 1 week away, and the countdown is on as we're looking forward to the big, big game right here in Houston. We're so glad you are with us on this Friday night, and I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. Very excited to break down the big game, but right now, we're actually going to take a step back, and let's talk about the Green Bay Packers, what happened, and why they were not able to advance to the title game. So many questions that we're going to address in our next segment. We are so delighted to have back with us, first time in 2017, that is Tom Pippins with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Big E. How are you, my friend? You and your wonderful listeners.
Oh, I'm outstanding. Always looking so forward to a segment with you. I know you're a bit disappointed because the Packers did not advance. They're not going to be down here. But you have had an opportunity to digest how that game played out. Were they just so good and explosive offensively, or was it just because the Packers were just too banged up?
Well, first of all, I'm trying to pull out of a deep depression because I thought I was finally going to get to see Big E in Houston.
Oh,
so, you know, all
you.
Places. My goodness gracious. But they certainly gave us a great ride. And I would say the theme that you heard was we just ran out of gas. And I think that was true. And a defense that had been so banged up. Playing people, you know, you put a free agent, a kid who really gave his best, in Ladarius Gunter, but a free agent who lacks speed. You get on that turf and you're trying to cover, I think, the best receiver in the league right now in Julio Jones. My goodness, Grant, that's just the start of it. Clay Matthews with a shoulder that needs repair. He wasn't able to do much. You can go right down the line. They didn't have their top corner, Sam Shields, from Jump Street, really, after the concussion. He's had several, unfortunately. I'm concerned for him going forward. He wants to play, but boy, oh boy. So I do think they ran out of gas. I think the injuries, but let's also credit the Atlanta Falcons. This is a team that is playing on all cylinders.
Sure.
And not only offensively. I was a little bit surprised that the Packers, I knew that the Falcons would put up points, but I thought that the green and gold, particularly the way Aaron Rodgers was playing, would be able to hang with them, and maybe it would come down to whoever had the ball last. But the Falcons showed that they're made, I think, Big E, somewhat in the image of Dan Quinn with his defensive coordinator background with Seattle, and they drafted some good young players, speed players, and Deion Jones, linebacker, and Neal, the safety. And these kids are just, among others, very outstanding. The Packers, as you know, you had a Mason Crosby missed field goal. You had a real, real untimely fumble from the Packers' perspective by Aaron Ripkowski. It could have been a 10-10 game, and I think whenever you lose the turnover battle, as you know, you're going to lose a football game, and the Packers just couldn't keep pace, and then it just became a blowout. The Packers struggled really to put 21 points up, and by the time they did, it was over. It was 31-0.
Right.
You know, that to me was shocking, but I think if you take it in full, you can see why it might have happened. It was a perfect storm. The Falcons at home, the last game in the Georgia Dome, and playing great football. I think they totally deserve to be where they are. And the Packers, again, coming up just so close, but unable to get over the hump. Mike McCarthy has lost 3 of 4 now in the NFC Championship game. So now it's up to Ted Thompson, the GM, to see what he wants to do going forward. They obviously have to do something with that defense. Big E, let me just throw this at you, and then I'll give it a rest so that you can ask one of your great questions. Tom Brady is a magnificent quarterback, but his defense has rarely, if ever, given up in all the years that he's played 33 to 35 points. The Packers' defense in Aaron Rodgers' 7 playoff losses, I believe, have given up 35 points on average, just about, and 3 times 40 or more.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you going that way? You know, I don't care how good you are, how effective the offense is. And, of course, the offensive line got banged up, and that messed things up. You had a receiver in Ty Montgomery who helped the season become a running back after Eddie Lacy went down. A lot of bullets were going right at them, and yet they somehow managed to dodge them until they got to the ultimate game, at least in the NFC.
You are listening to the voice of Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. That is Tom Pippins, a regular guest right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, Tom is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. Tom, you've hit on a number of things, of course, defensively, but, you know, when I think going into that game, you know, watching Aaron Rodgers, you know, his body language before the game, you know, you could just see the look in his eyes, just that wear and tear. I really believe in my heart that it affected him. And what he had indicated days leading up to the championship game, that he'd come down with a virus, he was not 100%. And that's your key guy to get it going.
Well, absolutely, and Mason Crosby had it as well. So I'm not going to make an excuse for a man who had made 23, a record 23 straight field goals in postseason play, and you know about his dramatics to beat the Cowboys. But
ouch.
He had it. It was going through. Jordy Nelson had it, and imagine Jordy Nelson playing with those broken ribs, you know, with a flak jacket. It was just unbelievable to me, the effort by Big 87. But yes, I think that's a great observation by you, Biggie. And I think, not again to make excuses for Aaron, who obviously was off. I mean, still ended up with 3 TD passes and 1 pick, but he was not nearly what he had been in the 8 weeks prior to get to, you know, as he said, when they were 4-6, I think we can run the table. Well, they did, and then they won 2 playoff games, that's why I think, to a degree, and you're hitting on it, they did run out of gas. Not going to make excuses. Atlanta was clearly the better team. They're magnificent, and I can't wait for the Super Bowl with the Patriots. Should be a fabulous matchup, and frankly, I don't know if anybody can beat the Falcons if they play the way they have been playing against both Seattle, well, all season, but Seattle on the pack in the postseason. But yeah, Rodgers wasn't himself. There were breakdowns. You know, they fed Jordy Nelson, but other receivers were playing hurt. Davante Adams with an ankle that bugged him the entire game. He hurt it late against Dallas. He'd been playing so well. Geronimo Allison, who had stepped up, had a hamstring. So Rodgers' targets, not a bunch. And once you get down, as you're aware, by that much, now you're teeing off on Aaron. He took some vicious shots, and yet his competitive nature, I think, showed. He played hard to the very end. He was frustrated. There was a move there with the helmet to the face of the Falcon defender. Not his best move ever, but there was a lot of frustration, and yet 12 never gave up. And for that, you know, he is the ultimate competitor without question.
Absolutely. The Packers, of course, with massive injuries, what, losing 3 offensive linemen and 3 receivers playing with injuries. So really what you're saying, Tom, is there's only so much an elite quarterback can do like Aaron Rodgers. But I want to touch on, as you were talking about Jordy Nelson, he is going to get the Big E honor of the Comeback Player Award, because how in the world, you've spent time around him. Give us some insight on Jordy Nelson. I mean, how in the world does he do it? I mean, here's a guy, he's playing with fractured ribs, and he was active the entire game. You talk about someone playing with heart. That says a lot about it, is his intestinal fortitude.
Well, first of all, if you get the Big E Award, I'm going to tell you that means more than the Pro Football Writer and the Sporting News, which he just got as well, Comeback Player of the Year in the league, in my humble opinion.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the ultimate effort for his teammates. That's what we asked him in the locker room, and that's exactly what he said. You just go out there for your team. Everybody's banged up, but you probably saw a couple of TV close-ups from Fox, and he was wincing him in tremendous pain, I think.
Yeah.
After the first couple of catches, and Aaron wanted to get him established early, you could tell that everything was great labor. Anyone who's ever had a broken rib, a fractured rib, even a cracked rib, I mean, to try to make any movement is just excruciating. And to think what he was trying to do with multiple broken ribs, you know, in a 2-week span, I think some of these kids who were playing without, and Quentin Rollins in the back, who had concussion issues, and Morgan Burnett, quadriceps.
Yeah.
So these are people who played. You mentioned the injuries. These are people who played who probably would have missed multiple games had they been regular season games. But I think what Jordy Nelson did is nothing short of miraculous, at least as it relates to playing a football game, and he deserves all the credit in the world. He gave everything he had and then some to try to help his teammates, and, you know, he was probably the best receiver on the field with a touchdown pass and, you know, 60, 70 yards. So it was something to see. I thought that was special. And Aaron Rodgers became very emotional in his news conference, breaking down a little bit in talking about, he had to gather himself, Jordy, and what that meant to see him go out there. Of course, they're good friends, have been together for a long time. And we know that he missed the entire 2015 season with the ACL, and that's why he's gathered the Comeback Player of the Year. He was tops in TD catches with 14, I think, during the regular season by a receiver. So outstanding. That was something that, to me, will go down for years to come. You look back and you say, there is something that was very special, what that man did for his team to try to be of assistance in the biggest game of the season, obviously.
Hey, we're doing a full recap of the Green Bay Packers season with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee's Tom Pippins tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with Tom Pippins.